This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jacoby is still your starter, but you have the right to change your mind at any point. Is that kind of the message?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to send mixed messages. And when I said, you know, the right to change my mind, I'm talking about the entire team. I said, you know, because the thing about it, I always reserve the right to make a change at any given time. And so, you know, I don't want the fans or anyone to think, like, what is he talking about? Jacoby's 100% our starter. He's 100% our starter, and that's how we're gonna look at this going forward.
Okay, thank you.
Hopefully I cleared it up. I appreciate the question. I can see where the confusion.
Yeah, where it's a little, you know. Yeah.
No, thank you.
I love that. Thank you. That's a great exchange. Karen Garigian of Mass Live and Gerard Mayo. Yeah, I hope I clarified that for you, Karen. Yeah, you know what? You did. It was actually super confusing.
I had a really difficult time with it. I think everybody else did. So.
Honestly, thank you, because you really weren't making any sense earlier, and I'm happy that you clarified
it's
that.
Like,
because
I'm not trying to send mixed messages.
We were all kind of swimming
there. It's a little,
No, thank you.
Jeez. Imagine that to Bill. Like, I said this earlier, but, like, imagine that. Imagine Bill's like, yeah, we're on to Cincinnati.
How long would he stare at the person that said that to him?
Just imagine.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's hilarious. I mean, good for her. But
yeah,
just like that.
She wanted to clarify. She got to clarify.
But just, wow, yeah, you know what, Bill? That was actually super confusing, and I had no idea what you were talking about. So thank you for clarifying that.
Hilarious.
For us.
That is hilarious. All right.
Okay.
There we have it.
100%. Jacoby Brissett is the starting quarterback. We've had this sent to us a number of times here on Jones and Keefe, final hour on WEEI. We have WEEI Afternoons coming up with Arcan and Hart at 2 o'clock. We have the grab bag coming your way about 15 minutes from now, so stay tuned for it. We've had a bunch of people send this today. The Patriots will sit their best offensive player in Ramondre Stevenson, but continue to play their worst offensive player in Jacoby Brissett.
That checks out.
We got a lot of that.
Yep.
There's also, when we're talking about Stevenson, and Mayo earlier today said, well, yeah, it's under consideration that Gibson could start the game. We can't preach ball security and then continue to play Ramondre Stevenson, even though they just did last week and they have all year. So I find that to be inconsistent. But this idea that it's about competition. How often do they bring up competition in the offseason, Keith?
All the time.
Competition.
Every
we're going to have guys fighting for jobs and spots on the roster and competition.
Yep.
That's going to rise all boats by players competing. Well, they're rewarding Stevenson for fumbling every week when Gibson on a per-touch basis has outperformed him and hasn't fumbled. And, like, I think Stevenson's better than Gibson. I think we all feel that way. But at some point, one guy's performing, the other's making mistakes, reward the guy who's performing.
Well, that's the thing about the competition, and players are going to start to feel like we always highlighted Brissett versus May. And if May was playing better and didn't have the job, wouldn't other players at other positions be like,
What are we doing?
Is it a competition?
Yeah, you're saying one thing but doing another.
Have you already determined who's going to be getting all of the playing time?
Right.
And this one's a little bit different because, like, Ramondre, we assume, is one of their more talented guys, and you would want him to be out on the field. But how many times can he fumble until you, like, really take playing time away? He sat for a series, and then he was back out there again. And now you're talking about it still might be in consideration? Like, wouldn't right now... You know, now maybe he doesn't want to tell us, and maybe he's starting to take a little bit more out of the Belichick playbook, but wouldn't you know right now whether he's going to start or not start? Because either you're sending a message or you feel like you already did. You and I can disagree with it, but if you felt like, hey, we sat him down, he's our best chance to win, and that's how you feel, then so be it. Then he's out there.
Well, I think clearly that's how Mayo felt. Mayo felt like they sent a message to Stevenson by giving him a series off because they played Stevenson again.
Which may have been the series he's going to get off anyway. He doesn't play every snap.
No, but that series was a lot of JaMychal Hasty. Again, it was news to the Fox broadcast. So
Fox thought it was still Stevenson.
But that was JaMychal Hasty. It's not even like they gave Gibson those opportunities.
Right.
So for Mayo to change his tune based on the way he handled the game last weekend, either someone in the organization got to him, Wolf, I don't think it would be Van Pelt. Van Pelt was on the same sideline. I doubt it was him. So, like, Wolf, maybe even ownership?
Yeah.
Based on, like, hey, guys, like, fans are saying this. Media members are saying this. We're being too lenient on Ramondre Stevenson. Bill wouldn't handle it this way. Like, maybe ownership. Or maybe he's just, you said this earlier, maybe he's just bothered by the narrative that he's a player's coach and he's being too soft and he's heard enough of it. Mm-hmm. And now it's under consideration, quote unquote, that Gibson could start.
Well, we're going to talk to Van Pelt on Friday, I believe.
It should be his week.
It's his turn.
That's true.
So it'll be interesting to get his take on Stevenson. You know, is that something that he would do? Because it wasn't really his choice in Cleveland either, right? So say Nick Chubb fumbled a bunch of times. That was more up to Kevin Stefanski, whether he sat or not.
Right.
But, like, he has to know, especially after watching him perform the first 2 weeks, like, all right, their best chance probably involves Ramondre Stevenson. So you are kind of torn. Like, as a coach, I'm not saying it's an easy decision to make. Like, our best, far and away, our best offensive player is dropping the ball all the time.
Right.
But if we take him off the field, like, what are we going to do?
Well,
how are we going to move
him? And here's the trick, too, with Gibson.
It's coming.
we're going to sit down Ramondre Stevenson and send a message to him. You can't fumble. Gibson has fumbled his entire career. It's what he's done. I'm pulling up the numbers now.
Well, Gibson, he was a college receiver, right? He wasn't even a running back.
Gibson had, let's see. He has 12 fumbles, if I'm not mistaken, in his career. Okay? Yeah. He had 5 in 2021 as a rusher and another one in the receiving game, so that's 6.
Six.
Yeah. Last year in Washington, he had 4.
Okay.
As a rookie, he had 2.
Yeah, not bad.
I think there's more in the kick return game, too, if I'm not mistaken. And so he's...
No, but obviously, I mean, nobody is...
But, like, but you threaten Stevenson. You're like, okay, now we're going to play Gibson. And you give Gibson more touches, and now he starts fumbling. What do you do?
Well, I mean, if that happens, it's a mess.
You go back to Stevenson? What do you do?
Well, no, I think you would go Stevenson. You would go Gibson. And if he fumbles on the very next drive, then you go Hasty for a series. And then you probably do go back to Stevenson. You have to play the game still.
That is such a mess.
You know?
And so when it comes to that situation, I wonder Mayo and his grasp on the team and the locker room and team culture and all of that, as we've been talking about. I also wonder when he says it's 100% Jacoby Brissett. We all thought, or at least you and I don't want to speak for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I thought week 5 it was going to happen. Drake May was going to start week 5 against Miami.
How dumb was I? I really thought that was going to happen.
I thought it was going to happen week 2, for
he
God's sake.
Seems like he is locked in on Brissett.
I thought they were going to lose against Cincinnati week 1, and Brissett was going to be so bad, May would start the home opener. I mean, that's what I thought. We all thought week 5 was going to be in play, so we were wrong. Now I'm starting to wonder if we're going to see May this year. And add the David Andrews injury to it. David Andrews is on season-ending IR. He's not playing again this year. He may never play again. And you've had attrition on the offensive line. The offenses look terrible. Brissett's gotten the crap kicked out of him. I think there's a non-zero chance. If you would have asked me prior to the game on Sunday, if you would have asked me during the game on Sunday and before Mayo came out and was so supportive of Brissett, I would have said zero chance Drake May doesn't start a game this year. Now I wonder.
What do you think the crowd's going to look like on Sunday?
It's going to be sparse.
So I wonder.
In fact, I think the secondary market,
we had people tweeting at us that they were selling their season tickets and they were getting like $11 or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think the secondary market is suffering. There might be, I think it's going to be a sparse crowd. And I think, again, the demand on the secondary market is plummeting.
So it is a very winnable game. And so maybe the chances of like a mass exodus are less. So say the San Francisco game or the Jets game was at home, and people at least show up. They're like, hey, we're going to the game. It's supposed to be a nice day weather-wise. You show up, 1 o'clock kickoff, tailgate, you go in there, and then the game gets out of hand, and then by the third, fourth quarter, it's empty. I mean, the Dolphins are horrible. So, like, this could be a close game throughout.
Yep.
But I just wonder, like, how full does it get? What does it look like? And then does Robert and Jonathan sitting in the owner's suite looking around being like...
Start squirming around.
Yeah, be like, what is this?
Yeah, I mean, look...
Like, and then, like, I don't think it would be as empty if Drake May was starting.
Me either.
Not that they go and make that executive decision, but do they at least kind of firmly hint at it?
Well, and... You know, if Brissett gets hurt, to me, you have no choice. You got to put May in. They're not going to put in Joe.
That's what they set up, yeah.
But if Brissett stays healthy, I'm starting to wonder. And I said earlier, I think it's a 5% chance.
Yeah.
May doesn't start all year. But I would have told you zero last week, and that's come up quite a bit for me, even if it's still a minuscule number. You talk about the crowd, Keith. They've only had the one home game. So if the offense does what it's done the last 2 weeks against the Jets and the Niners...
It's going to get real ugly.
Well, we probably hear boos.
I'm sorting through the secondary market now. Somebody sold their lower bowl tickets at the 50-yard line behind the visitor's bench for $133.
Okay, what do those normally go for?
Way more than that.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, get in looks like it's about 90, but if every other ticket around here is like $250, these people took half of what other people are asking.
Okay. Yikes.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. The secondary market is cratering. I think tickets may be sold, but people aren't going to actually show up. I think it's going to be sparsely attended or maybe an early exit, to Keith's point.
Mm-hmm.
And if the offense does what it's done the last 2 weeks, you've been fortunate you were in New York. You've been fortunate you were in San Francisco. Because if the offense did that in Foxborough with Brissett, you're getting booed.
I mean, you saw how they turned on Mac over the last 2 years, and I don't blame the fans at all. I'm just saying you saw how they did that and how they were cheering for Bailey Zappi. Mm-hmm. And not to rip both those guys, but nobody really wanted either one. Now people actually do want Drake May. So think about that. Think about how hot the crowd got for Bailey Zappi. That's going to be 100-fold for Drake May.
For the number 3 pick in the draft. So and a franchise quarterback.
3-and-out punt might be as loud as you hear it from the crowd. Be like losing their mind for Drake May. You know, if Ramondre fumbles or whatever
else. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Ramondre
fumbles for the 5th time in 5 games.
I think more so Brissett, more so, you know, booing the offensive line. Like, they're booing the entire operation. Like, I don't think it's strictly Brissett. I think it's going to be everybody.
Mayo, Van Pelt, Wolf, Kraft.
Also, let's say same thing happens, mirror match from last week. They get first possession. They get the ball. They get down to the 41-yard line in Miami territory.
And they punt.
They try to draw them off.
Oh, yeah.
Hard count.
That'll work.
Delay a game. Punt. People might run on the field. People will lose their minds if do that.
If they drive and punt or take a penalty and then eventually punt on what was a 4th and 3, I think it was, the crowd will turn.
I mean, in that aspect,
should they
could
just
be...
try and hard count every down because they can't move the ball anyway?
That's true. We'll get them to jump. It's like, I don't think they're jumping.
I do love that, though. It's like, we have so little confidence that we can pick up 3 yards.
Drum off.
We're not going to... We have a whole entire playbook.
Hard count.
We've worked on it all offseason.
No.
Our best option to get the first down. Our only option to get the first down, because if we don't get it, we're going to punt.
Hard count. Hard count.
Like that.
Hard count.
That should tell you everything you need to know about the confidence or lack thereof in the offense.
Yeah, that's not much doing. But I do think you're right.
Let's keep rolling Brissett out there. Our best play on a 4th and manageable is hard count, but let's keep rolling Brissett out there.
The last two games were so bad, but they were on the road, so you were kind of protected from that. All you had was San Francisco and the Jets fans being happy with their team. This is going to be a different story.
Give me the number again on the secondary market.
So the ones that just sold lower bowl, 50-yard line behind the visitor's bench, $133. And every other ticket around there is right now asking for $250.
Okay, so roughly half. Roughly half, and people are taking that. That tells you a lot about where people are at with this team.
Yep.
In a non-related story, the Patriots are favored this weekend.
They are -1.
I guess I still don't fully get it. Although the Dolphins just gave up 37 to a team we thought might have been the worst in football in Tennessee.
And it's their 4th quarterback to play this year. He wasn't even on the team a week and a half ago.
Who's going to have more starters? Left tackles for the Patriots or quarterbacks for the Dolphins?
Right. Great race.
It's very competitive. It's heated right now. But they look so
Patriots
bad against
left
Tennessee.
Tackles, by the way, but good question. Yeah.
I know the Patriots look bad. Don't get me wrong, but the Niners are a real team. The Dolphins look so bad to a team we thought might be the worst in the league in Tennessee.
Yeah. Was it better or worse that Mason Rudolph got in for 10? It was 37 with Tennessee's backup, but it might have been better than Will Levis. Yeah, at least you're not throwing pick sixes.
He is a tough go.
617-779-7937. Joe is in Randolph on Gerard Mayo. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, howdy, boys.
Howdy.
Talk about fumbleitis. You remember Kevin Falk?
Yes.
His first 2 years with the Patriots, he couldn't hold on to the ball two plays in succession.
Fumbles Falk, they called it.
Yep, sure did.
Yep.
I remember that.
That's right. Uh-huh. But Coach hung in with him. Uh-huh. And I think he had a damn good career once he got himself squared away. What do you guys think?
Well, I think Ramondre Stevenson is in his fourth year. So I think I would say it's a little later to turn that around.
He's also supposed to be essentially an every down back. Like, uh-huh. He's supposed to be the guy.
Yeah.
And it is four straight weeks. But I don't know, how far away can you go from him, and is just sitting him down for an entire game going to be like, now he won't fumble in week six?
When did Falk's fumbling problem start? Was that with Pete Carroll?
Probably.
He was a Pete Carroll guy, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he wasn't
was.
Just a Bill guy?
No.
If I'm not mistaken. So I don't know. Maybe when Bill got here, they did something with the football.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, he was with Bill. Oh, no, Pete Carroll for just for 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
He was here for Bill.
Did the fumbles continue in year two, or did they magically get fixed once Bill got here and started messing with the footballs?
No, it was actually his most fumbles he had was in 2000, which is Bill's first year.
Ah.
He fumbled three times in 99.
Bill learned after year one. He said, we're not doing this anymore.
He fumbled six times that year.
Ah, wow.
Six times.
That's an Antonio Gibson six, yep. Fumbling
six
out there.
Six-pack
as
fumbles.
We saw for Gibson a couple of years ago.
Yep.
So, no, look, I think it would be strange if they sat down Stevenson to start this game. Now, if Stevenson fumbles in this game, can you bet on that? I would bet against it, but I don't know. Maybe you
can
bet on
it.
I can bet on a Stevenson fumble.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Most places would have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe check the odds on that.
Yep.
But if Stevenson fumbles for a fifth time in five games, he should be stapled to the bench.
Yeah.
And then he shouldn't play against Houston. Start.
All right, so if he fumbles first possession,
yeah,
you sit him for the whole game. Isn't that a penalty enough?
No.
The whole game? That's a whole game. You're just sitting there.
Yeah.
So then you just sit him out, and then what, week seven he won't fumble? Because he sat and he thought about it?
I mean, I don't know.
I think you got to give him the ball like Darnell Jefferson in the program, have him walk around campus with it. People try to knock it out in middle of class.
Look, I'll say this again. I hate defending Bill, but this is one Bill might be right on. I hated sitting down Pop Douglas last year when he fumbled week two against the Dolphins.
Yeah, that kind of cost him because there were games where they could have used him right after that.
I agree. But has Pop Douglas been fumbling since? I don't even know if he's fumbled
since.
Does
he get the ball? I don't think he's got the ball much. It's hard to fumble if you don't have it.
He got the ball plenty last
year.
He set a rookie record for receiving, so he got the ball.
Yeah, a Patriots rookie record.
A Patriots rookie record. I'm sorry.
500 yards.
Okay, whatever. I'm just saying he got the ball. Yeah. It's not like you never saw the ball last year.
He has a stud.
Stevenson largely hasn't had fumbling issues since his rookie year when Bill sat him down. I was very vocal and disagreed with those in real time, but maybe Bill's onto something with that. I mean, I think we should give him that because Gerard Mayo's approach isn't working. He's fumbling every week. It's getting worse. At least the first couple of weeks, he wasn't losing the ball. Now he's losing it.
But Bill was also kind of all over the map with that because LeGarrette Blount would fumble and he'd go right back in the game.
Yeah,
it was so strange.
It was about,
he loved LeGarrette Blount.
It was about the players he liked.
I think so. There were guys like Ridley. He was just waiting for Ridley to fumble so he could sit his ass down. Aaron, or any real young guy. Like, he didn't trust the young guys.
No, that is true. With young players and rookies, he did not trust them. Would you rather have Mason Rudolph or Jacoby Brissett? The text line wants to know.
Mason Rudolph.
Really?
Then Jacoby Brissett?
Yes.
Mason Rudolph?
That's right. What did Mason Rudolph throw for against the Dolphins?
Like 85-ish
It was low.
Yards.
Dude, he's zipping it around, though.
That's a Jacoby Brissett light game is what
he didn't play the whole game.
He played most of the game.
He didn't play the whole game.
Played most of it.
Yeah, but I mean, I would take him.
I don't think I would.
Really?
There's not, like, I don't want Jacoby Brissett, but
I don't really like either guy.
No, me either.
Mm.
I would rather Brissett than Mason Rudolph. That's a low. If we're finding the bar, that's the bar. But I would rather have Brissett than Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph, last season with Pittsburgh, 3 touchdowns, no picks.
Uh-huh.
I think that's pretty good. He went 3-0 as a starter.
Was that after they got sick of Kenny Pickett?
He went 3-0 last year as a starter?
Yes. You just changed your answer, didn't you?
I might. You know what?
They fired Matt Canada, and look what happened.
Might need to dig a little deeper.
That's
on
right,
that
Matt Canada's scapegoat. Scapegoat season in Pittsburgh. Matt Canada,
Jacoby Brissett last year
sucked.
Didn't start.
Yeah.
How
did he do? You got his numbers?
He was 3 touchdowns, no picks as well.
Damn.
That's a
but
wash.
No.
But he wasn't 3-0. Damn. It couldn't be more of a wash.
No. Mason Rudolph. I don't like the look of Mason Rudolph, I'll be honest. I think Jacoby Brissett is
yeah,
the much better
Yeah, I don't think Miles
guy.
Garrett does either.
No, he doesn't.
No.
I got to read into that. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You trust everything that's going on there, but no, they're both bad.
A lot of Caitlin Clark, Mason Rudolph fans out there.
Mason Rudolph.
A lot of overlap there.
Yeah, I don't really want either guy.
Okay.
Do they have the quarterback advantage on Sunday? Snoop Huntley, one-time Pro Bowl selection.
I want to say no, but Huntley was really bad on Monday night.
Yeah.
But I want to say no. I want to say, given the choice, I would rather have Huntley than Brissett. Although, Tyler Huntley was just hanging out on a practice squad. Anybody could have had him.
That's right. Tyler Huntley, for his career, 3-7 as a starter.
It's not great.
No, all with Baltimore until this year.
Okay. Well, maybe we're finding the bar here for
Brissett. 7 and he
you did
made
say
a Pro Bowl?
Yeah. He started 4 games in 2022 and made the Pro Bowl.
Keith, you're being consistent.
Like, shut the game down. Yeah, with the game.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
can't happen.
You thought Mac Jones was bad. Snoop Huntley is a Pro
Bowl. Snoop
Huntley
is much worse.
The new bar. You're being consistent. Anyone but Brissett.
ABB.
ABB. Anyone but Brissett. You're being consistent with Mason Rudolph. I hear that's a movement that's picking up steam, by the way.
People like it. Yep, people are talking.
I hear others have latched onto that.
They've pounced on it.
Very interesting. 617-779-7937. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And then it's time for Grab Bag.
Play me off, Nick.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Sure is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stories we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, we get to right now.
Grab bag.
We had wild card baseball action yesterday. Not one, not two, not three, but 4 games took place yesterday. Let's run through them for you. Tarek Skubal dominated for the Tigers. They beat the Astros in game 1 by a score of 3-1. The Kansas City Royals behind Cole Reagans shut out the Orioles 1-0. The Mets doubled up the Brewers 8-4. And the Padres, behind a great performance from Michael King and a ding-dong from Fernando Tatis Jr., shut out the Braves 4-0. Anything jump out to you from the first slate?
A couple of things. Number one, it's nice to see starting pitchers dominating to a degree. I mean, it wasn't like complete games or anything, but Skubal, Reagans left his start after only 80 pitches, and then King had 12 Ks last night. Like, that that's promising to me because
so many times you'd see 2-3 innings or get somebody up.
I'm sick and tired of watching that. The only other thing, and I don't think the Red Sox are going to get Corbin Burns.
No.
But Burns pitched very well in that game against Kansas City. He's allowed 41 steals this year, and the steal led to the one run he allowed yesterday in that game.
Against Ohtani every night?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of swipes. So
a ton of bags.
Look, I want them to sign Corbin Burns, but keep an eye on that if they do.
Yeah, so today everybody is going to run it back starting at 2:30. You're going to have Tigers and Astros, Royals, Orioles, Seth Lugo. Once in pursuit by the Boston Red Sox.
Could have been a Red Sox.
Could have had him. He's going to start game two. Mets Brewers at 7:30. And then Padres Braves at 8:30. And no Chris Sale on the roster for the series. So you're not going to see. He couldn't start the final game of the year. Chance to win and you're in. He had to get scratched because of back spasms and not ready for at least the wild card round. So you won't see him in game one, two, or three for Atlanta.
Bolsa de mano.
That's right.
That's what again?
Grab bag in Spanish.
Oh, nice.
That's what that is.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Bruins beat the Flyers last night in a little preseason action. They have two more preseason games to go, and then they open up the season. They drop the puck on the 2024-2025 season Tuesday night.
Wow.
We are less than a week away from Bruins action.
Pop on the sweaters.
Yep.
Get the buckets on.
Right.
Lace up those skates.
And you'll find out just how good your guy Korpisalo is, because we're going to see him quite a bit. The first month of the season.
Yeah, right. After one game, either Jeremy Swayman's going to have a lot of leverage or he'll lose it. It'll be fun to find out right there on opening night.
Pastrnak had a couple of apples last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a couple of apples. He's one of the stars of the game.
Dishing out those apples.
Yeah, if you were keeping track of that.
His teammates were bobbing for apples.
Bussy played well.
Bussy did. Not a lot of shots, but he did play well.
We could do a show bobbing for apples if you guys are into that. You guys want to bob for apples one of these days?
I'd do that. Granny Smith apples?
You said earlier that you're probably going to win.
So. I am pretty good.
What kind of apple?
Any kind you want. Honey Crisp?
Granny Smith.
Yeah, you can have a Granny Smith. Jones goes for the green ones.
For Jones.
Yeah. One of those.
I like a tart apple. I don't like a sweet apple.
Those are Jones.
Don't give me any of those yellow or red delicious. Gross.
No, the delicious is actually not, the name would suggest.
The name is very misleading on a delicious.
I'm a red delicious guy.
What?
Oh, Billy.
Billy. Yeah, Billy. Boo. Boo.
I like the thick skin. What?
So Billy likes.
I like that they stand up well.
I got it.
I got some solid legs.
Same. Yeah. I want an apple that stands on its own two legs.
Jones, we'll put you down for Granny Smith.
Yeah.
We'll put Billy down for Red Delicious. I'll go Honey Crisp. Nick, do you got a fourth that you like?
Honey Crisp is a nice apple.
I'm fine with a good Macintosh.
There you go. Four different apples for this show.
Wow.
What do you think Terp likes? A Macoon?
Do you think he knows there's different kinds of apples?
A Fuji.
Fuji.
Fuji. Fuji or Fiji? We said this the other week.
We got it wrong, maybe.
Yeah, it's second time we brought that up. Probably a bad sign.
Terp, come screaming down the hallway if there's a certain apple you want.
Probably Gala.
Let us know. Oh, maybe Gala. Good Gala apple.
Yeah, that makes sense. Nice New York Gala,
And here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
Vaughn Miller suspended 4 games by the league for the personal conduct policy. This stemming from a report that came out months and months ago. I believe he struck his pregnant girlfriend or wife?
Like, two things about this story. Number one, I guess I didn't read it very closely. I assumed it was PEDs. I see 4 games and I was like, oh, pop for PEDs. No, it's much worse.
Personal, yeah.
Second, I kind of forgot he still plays.
I know.
I kind of forgot he was still in the league.
Yep.
And maybe he's on his way out of it.
Yeah, he could be. Yeah, no, it was his girlfriend, domestic violence situation there.
Everyone's talking about grab bag.
I would agree. Brandon Cooks, wide receiver, still in the league. Speaking of still in the league with the Dallas Cowboys, he's going to be out at least one more game. He had to get a surgery to clean up an infection in his knee. Yeah, a knee infection.
Gross. I'll tell you what. You know, I kind of like on the Cowboys.
Who do you like on the Cowboys?
Well, CeeDee Lamb, obviously.
CeeDee Lamb, great player. Real nice. Michael Irvin.
Who'd you say?
Rico Dowdle.
Oh, I do like Rico Dowdle.
Jalen Tolbert. One or the other.
I like Tolbert.
You like Jalen Tolbert?
I like a little Jalen Tolbert. I think there's something there.
You think they'll sniff around Devontae Adams at all?
Yeah. Yeah, they should. McCarthy came out today and said they're happy with their receivers. That doesn't mean anything.
They're not happy with you, Mike. So, you're the wrong guy to ask.
You should be a little less happy with your receivers and be a little bit more on bringing in some play. Yeah. He must have coached Adams, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
He was still there. Yeah.
It's grab bag time.
Steve Kerr said today they have no idea what the starting lineup's going to be for the Golden State Warriors. He says, we're looking for 5 guys. Well, 4. He's like, we got Curry. So he's like, we got one guy. We know who the one is. That's what he said. He's like, we got the one.
Patriots offensive line.
Yeah, really. So we got to find the right combination. So it's a new time with the Golden State Warriors. You think
Klay Thompson's in Dallas? That's so weird.
Klay Thompson's in Dallas. Speaking of washed.
Real cooked.
He is barely up and down the court at this point.
Real
stealing cooked. Money.
Yeah, no, he is.
Stealing money really at this point. Is. You think we hear any more from Steph Curry? He had an unbelievable Olympic run. It was fun as hell watching that.
That might have been the last meaningful game. Run. Yeah, that might have been it.
Is he the guy that is just going to retire a Warrior, or do you think they like
he just signed an extension like another year beyond this one?
Oh,
so
yeah,
for like $80 million.
Or
I think he's going to retire a Warrior. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you're probably right. Hey, you okay? You okay? You okay? Hey, you've been hit
by, you've been struck by a smooth grabbing.
By the way, a lot of people think a lot of the new grab bags are Stiz. They're not Stiz. Sounds like Stiz.
I did notice that on the text line.
Yeah,
that a lot of people think it was Stiz.
A lot of negative feedback about it. Stiz is getting dragged in the mud. It's not Stiz. Stiz didn't come up with those. He has a bunch of them, but those new ones aren't him.
Leave Stiz alone. Leave him alone.
So the guys that were on the pup list, that of course is physically unable to perform.
Yep.
I'm always on the pup list. They're back at practice today.
Couple of beers.
So good news.
couple of beers popped me on the pup list there.
Cole Strange.
Nice. Oh, he's almost back.
To the rescue. Here comes Cole Strange.
Good get.
Yeah, he was wearing a cape at practice today. Came swooping in. He's like, guys, I got you covered.
Nice. I like that.
David Andrews down. Oh, what's that? Cole Strange's music. Here comes Cole Strange.
Where'd that phone booth come from?
Guys, it was just me, Cole Strange, before. I'll play center and guard this
week. Wow. Can't wait to see that.
Is it Taki Taki?
Yeah.
He's back.
Taki Taki.
He's back. Yep. And Kendrick Bourne.
I like that, though.
Kendrick Bourne maybe giving you a little.
So does Kendrick Bourne get KJ Osborne's useless ass off the field like that? We were screaming for that week one. He still play.
You mean
still
Kendrick Osborne?
What did I say?
No, you said KJ, but his real name's Kendrick.
Oh, does Kendrick Bourne replace KJ Osborne?
No, does Kendrick Bourne replace Kendrick Osborne?
Oh, is that what I'm saying, Ron?
Yeah, they're both Kendricks.
Sorry, that's what it is. Sorry.
Trying to keep up. KJ Bourne, KJ Osborne.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, KJ Osborne.
He should. Kendricks now. Screw the Derricks.
He's useless.
Get Bourne.
How many Derricks in the game?
Replaces Osborne.
Ooh. Find out on Friday.
Let's dig in. Yeah, stay tuned for the keys on Friday.
Bring the massive keys on Friday. There's going to be a lot of keys. I mean, it's a big game. It's a big game for these guys.
Are we going to get to
keys on Friday?
Yeah, well, no. I know we're going to get to that.
Derricks?
I wonder if there'll be time to get to Derricks with all the...
Oh, the keys?
Presumed animal facts.
There might be some fish stuff. <Let's... laughs>
Grab bags.
That is a Stiz one.
I was going to say, speak of the devil.
That segues nicely into our horror movie of the day.
Oh!
October 2nd. So it is officially Dorktober. We'll give you a horror movie of the day and where you can stream it. One of my favorites from the 1990s, Urban Legend. Urban Legend. This is a sexy slasher.
I Am Legend, a Will Smith vehicle.
He's not in this one. Okay. This is your...
Solid opening like 10 minutes, I would say.
Oh, this is a great movie, Nick. It's on. You can stream it on HBO Max right now. Rebecca Gayhart, who was one of my biggest like crushes, I guess, in that time. Everybody had the lady that they liked.
Sure.
Like Jennifer Love Hewitt, Rebecca Gayhart, Sarah Michelle Gellar. That's a good...
Nice.
Alicia Witt is in this. Jared Leto, a young Jared Leto. Joshua Jackson is in this. Robert Englund is in this.
What a cast.
It's an unbelievable cast. It gets thrown into like a group of movies that was sort of like a Scream knockoffs. Still very good. So you can watch that one. I might watch that
What's
one.
What's it called
again? Urban Legend.
Urban
1998.
Legend. Don't confuse Urban it with Legend. I Am Legend.
Oh, Legends of the Fall with Brad Pitt.
All different movies. Great suggestions. Yep. All different movies.
Larry Legend. I like watching that VHS over and over again. That was a good one.
There's also an Urban Legends, which is like the sequel, which is a horrible film. So don't watch that
one.
So we're throwing a lot of names at you. You got to watch just this one, okay? Yeah, that's tough.
Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us
grab bag
is a dish that is best served cold?
Well, I'm glad you're here because it's now time for our random baseball player of the day.
Yesterday, you guys swung
and missed. So more of a new school player, newer school player. He has since retired. He hasn't been in the league for about 9-10 years.
All right.
He played from 2003 to 2015.
Okay. Todd Walker.
Outfielder. Close, but no.
Okay.
Outfielder.
Okay.
Lefty.
A lefty outfielder, 2003 to 2015.
I would most remember him with the Royals. He spent most of his time with the
Mike
Royals.
Mike Sweeney.
Nope.
First base. Jermaine Dye.
Good one, but no.
Damn.
He might have been even a little bit old.
Yeah,
that's probably the 90s.
Yeah.
He also
played. Excuse me, guys.
Yeah, I'm guessing guys that are new.
He also played. Now, this is like not, I would say just Royal. You'd know him as a Royal. But okay. He played 13 years. So he also played with the Rays, Cubs, Angels, Nationals, and A's. But I remember him most for the Royals. I want to say he had a couple of good games against the Red Sox. Was never an All-Star.
Okay.
He was sixth in the Rookie of the Year voting in 2004.
Would he swipe a bag for you?
He would not. Damn. He maxed out at 11 swipes.
Wow, that's definitely not swiping any bags
he
for you.
He maxed out at 13 dongs. And
oh,
yet
no.
He still played 13 seasons in the majors.
Okay, so it's not Jermaine Dye. It's not Mike Sweeney. We haven't even had any other guesses.
No, we haven't.
On the Royals.
This not game, I thought it was going to be easier.
Not Johnny Damon.
Nope, not Johnny Damon. He might have been one of the guys. Oh, no, Damon left, obviously.
Damon was way before that. Yeah.
So he, well.
Where did he get Rookie of the Year votes?
No, he actually might have replaced Damon because he played a few games in 03, and then his rookie year was 04 with Kansas City.
I don't like
it. 2004, he was sixth in the Rookie of the Year.
There's a lot of crickets on this one.
Yeah, nobody knows this
more hints.
This one actually came from the outside. Somebody recommended this one today. They're like, why don't you use this one? He finished behind Bobby Crosby, Shingo Takatsu, Daniel Cabrera, Zach Greinke, and Alex Rios.
A lefty?
He finished right ahead of Ross Glode, John Buck, Dave Bush, and Nate Robertson.
Dump that. Dump Ross Glode.
Ross Glode. Well, what do you got there?
I got to be honest, I got nothing. Glode. I could have sworn it was Jermaine Dye. I said Jermaine Dye, and all I thought right. I had it.
Maybe I'll make these easier.
Yeah.
We were looking for David DeJesus.
Oh.
David DeJesus.
Wow, he topped out at 13 and 11?
David DeJesus. Yeah.
No way.
You guys don't like David DeJesus?
No, I remember him. I would never got that, but he topped out at 13 and 11.
Good player. Yeah. He had a 13 home run season in 09, 12 dongs in 08.
I thought he'd get you.
I saw the juice.
High teens.
He might have been.
I thought he'd get you high teens and maybe swipe you 20.
Guy was on the gas in the 09, 010.
Who, I was thinking there was some like fourth outfielder type that was on those Royals teams I was trying to think of who'd steal
some
you like
decent guesses.
40 bags. Jerome Dyson? That's who I was
trying to Jerome Dyson.
I was trying to go up with Jerome Dyson, yeah.
Alex Gordon, Raul Ibanez.
Oh, Alex Gordon is a good one.
People are now saying right. DeJesus.
Well, yeah, that's a little late now for all the David DeJesus texts. Ibanez is a good one. Alex Gordon, that we should have guessed Alex Gordon, although he made all-star teams.
I think he did. He got better. Like he was looked like a bust at first. Well, he was also a guy that, didn't he have a really expensive baseball card because it was an error?
I think that's right.
It was like an error card or something.
I guess I didn't realize why, but yeah.
I think it was. Something was up with the card.
Alex Gordon, three-time all-star, eight gold gloves.
Eight gold gloves for Alex Gordon? Well, once you win one, you win them all.
Two platinum gloves.
He had two platinum gloves?
Yeah.
David DeJesus didn't have any of them.
I don't have his baseball reference page.
Barely a player.
I don't believe David DeJesus.
Barely a player. Tomorrow we'll have him. How about this? Tomorrow we'll have a guy that was at least an all-star.
Yeah, you know what we need to do? What is it like the New York Times crossword puzzle? It's like it gets a little harder as the week goes along. We need to like
Monday. It's just like Manny Ramirez.
Yeah, right. Like Monday. Monday you start with like a real easy one.
This guy pitches and hits.
Yeah. Babe Ruth.
No,
damn it.
He's doing it now.
Oh, a current one? Got it.
Dominic Smith.
Hunter Green.
Madison Bumgarner. Dontrell Willis.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So then Friday is like the real
deep Friday. Cut. Yeah, maybe that's what we got to do.
Friday
is
the utility guy that comes off the
bench. We got to ease into the week.
Scrub.
We got to ease in. We can't be hitting David DeJesus by Wednesday.
I like it.
So there you go. That's the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. I see Andy Hart. He's looming outside. I want to get his thoughts on Jerod Mayo, his locker room, and what do you do with Ramondre Stevenson and the fumbling? It's something we've talked about all day. We'll check in with Hart and Arcan next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI as we approach 2 o'clock. It's almost time for WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart and Christian Arcan, which means it's time for the crossover. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines for the new $14.99 Big Deal Meals every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like the Roast Turkey Dinner. Yum. Gotta love the Nines. We were talking all day about Ramondre Stevenson and his fumbling issues. Jerod Mayo came out today and said it's under consideration to start Antonio Gibson. What's going on there, Hart?
Well, I agree with Jerod. If he's going to preach something, then the facts kind of need to back it up. Now, he's inconsistent with his application of that.
Yeah, he should have done it against San Francisco.
Well, I would also say he should have done it when he said, and I heard you guys talk about this, all along my issue was, you said it's about competition, competition, competition. That guy won the competition, but that guy's starting? What?
Yeah.
You said competition.
So that's already out the window.
Well, like,
yeah,
before
the year starts.
So did he maybe say, well, I can't be so inconsistent every time? But I also think he's in a bind because the centerpiece of the offense is Ramondre Stevenson. Like,
that's
he
it.
Just is.
That's your guy.
You don't have a backup. I thought all along they needed a veteran backup. So, you know, because I thought maybe injury. I wasn't necessarily. If there was a guy that I was presuming was going to fumble, it was Mr. More Fumbles Than Touchdowns Gibson.
Hmm.
And he may get there if he gets
Give
more
a
opportunities.
Chance. Yes. No, we can see on Sunday.
And maybe that's part of it, too. It's like, we're going to sit Stevenson for fumbles. We put Gibson in, he fumbles. Now what? Like,
Hasty
what,
it
like,
is.
Like, what do you do?
Hasty putting man of the year.
In a game where you're favored, you're going to be playing JaMychal Hasty because you back yourself into a corner.
They
like,
still
that's
have Kevin Harris on the practice squad?
They do. Big thighs
up?
And all.
Yeah, bring up big thighs.
Big thighs are good.
Why not?
Just in general.
Sure. Why not? There's been some good running backs. Like
no,
that.
They're a debacle. This is a mess. They're the worst team in football by most like power rankings.
Although a big showdown on Sunday.
They're favored.
They're favored.
I was going to say, big movement.
So are they the worst team in football? They're favored.
Well, I mean, he can still be the worst. And some of that, I think, was reactionary to how bad Miami looked. They looked inept.
You think it'll change?
Yeah, that line moved.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, well, it moved after the game.
Yeah,
after the Dolphins.
Because obviously it was a Monday game.
Yeah.
The Patriots were underdogs by 2.5 or something, and then all of a sudden people saw the Dolphins and it was like,
just make it a pick 'em. They deserve it.
Or just give them both a tie and don't even play the game. Save everybody the trouble.
Yeah, I would take that. Don't have to watch and it's a tie.
Imagine if you could get a tie out of it.
That'd be a win, really.
Everybody gets a little orange slice at the end.
It'd take your decision, Keith.
Oh, yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
It'd take your decision, Keith, to start Stevenson in fantasy right out of your hands. As well as it's a tie.
Sit him down.
Punt, it's a zero.
Yeah. Start him. He's going to get a touchdown.
You think so? Stevenson will? Anytime touchdown? He's like minus 135 to score a touchdown still.
Can you bet anytime fumble?
Yeah, you can.
I asked that earlier. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Some places you can.
Anytime
fumble. Maybe not.
First fumble, anytime fumble.
You're voting for your own
across the board.
Well, because you can bet.
I'm betting. It's
obviously
a financial interest I have in this.
Yeah, but then what if he's benched and doesn't play?
Well,
no
bet. I probably won't win that one. Or maybe they'll pay it back.
Yeah, no bet.
Well, but he's probably going to be active. I don't think you can have him inactive. You don't have the horses.
No, you don't.
You don't.
Which means you got to sound the air raid siren and just throw all day.
But if you start Gibson.
You can't do that either.
If you start Gibson for a series.
Mm-hmm.
What message does that send?
We're serious.
Yeah,
when we preach it.
Stevenson plays the rest of the game, so like I don't really know what they're doing.
You're probably hoping Gibson fumbles so you can put Stevenson back in. We bench him.
I just found that to be a weird answer. It's like, oh, it's under consideration. I just found that to be an odd answer today.
Well, I don't think he's going to tell you a guy is benched on Wednesday, because what if Gibson pulls a hammy in practice, Hasty an ankle, and all of a sudden you have no running backs?
It should be under consideration, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm guessing it was under consideration in San Francisco.
It shouldn't be based on how they handled it against San Francisco. It should be you already handled it.
Well, they sat him
for a series.
Yeah. So
and he learned his lesson.
All right. Now you ready? Go back in there.
No, if it's under consideration, they should have done it against the Niners. So I just wonder if somebody got to him. Ownership, Wolf, or like he's just heard the narrative and now he's pushing back. Like, but I don't get why he would change completely in reverse course from how he handled it against San Fran.
But we also don't know what he's doing. He left all the doors open.
May not know. But, well, that's a good point. He's waiting for someone to tell him what
he's
to do.
He's going to ask Alex Van Pelt, the HC of the offense.
That's What's the next play?
That's a good point. So I'm sure you guys will touch on this. What else you have coming up today?
Adam Schefter, who's now going to be the NBA insider, I guess, going to take over for Woj. Did you see this today?
I saw he's going to be like ESPN's all-everything insider. Yeah.
Him and Shams are up for the job. I don't know if he's going to do both things. I think they said that he would. He'd be the NFL and NBA insider, which like saves some scoops for the rest of us here, Schefter. But yeah, we'll talk to him at 3:45.
I'm not worried.
He wouldn't dare move in on hockey.
That's true. He's like, well, there's no point. Scoopskeep already has the market corner.
It's covered.
So that's Shefty, and that's all.
Basically.
Scott McLaughlin will be joining us in the 4 o'clock hour.
No, I thought it was Curran's day. I'm sorry, Curran's
tomorrow.
So you got Scott McLaughlin for some Swayman talk as well.
Now we're gonna go after Curran tomorrow. Of his tongue.
It was a litigator yesterday for sure. Okay, so stay tuned. WEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart comes your way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One.
So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.